Well, there was a weekend a couple months ago where I was walking around before the 5 o'clock p.m. Saturday Mass, and there were several rows of this section right here at the front with nobody sitting in them. And I thought, well, what's that all about? And then I realized that the reserve signs had been left out from a previous event. So everyone assumed that the section was off limits. But I'm confused again this morning, because I'm the one who put out those two reserve signs, and there's nobody sitting there. And then I realized that I never told you who that pew is for. That pew is reserved for perfect Catholics. Oh wait, that's why it's empty. Now don't start gathering your belongings to move over to your reserved seats. Because if there's one thing that I learned from the Ascension story that we just heard, it's that that pew is going to be empty. Because I thought that if ever there was somebody who had it all together, it would be those people who were with Jesus at the end. Jesus, I saw you die, and now I see you risen. You tell me what to believe, and I'll believe it. You tell me what to do, and I'll do it. You tell me who to be, and I'll be it. But that's not what happened. Did you hear what happened instead? At the end of the story, Matthew says that they went to the mountain, and when they saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but they doubted. They doubted. I just can't wrap my mind around that. I mean, what more do you need? You're standing with the man who walked on water, multiplied the loaves, cured sick people, and then rose from the dead. And you still doubted? Now, if you're like me, you might be a little frustrated at that. What more can you ask for? Then again, you might be a little comforted. If they can have all of that in front of them and still not be perfectly convinced, then there's hope for all of us. Because chances are that you know someone, or perhaps you are that someone, who says, I am right in line with the church on everything, except that, or that, or that. So what does that mean? Am I in? Am I out? Well, let's think about that. First of all, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he promised to send the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. John chapter 16. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, St. Paul calls the Catholic Church the pillar and foundation of truth. So to me, the question is not, whether it's okay to pick and choose which things I believe, which is one step away from relativism. I think this is okay. You think that's okay. You think that's okay. So there's no right or wrong, no true or false. That takes away the heart of Christianity. To me, the unique question this morning is, well, what if I'm still on my way? What if I love my Catholic faith and I'm still growing and I want to arrive at the fullness of truth? But there's one or two things that I just struggle with. Maybe that's the church's teaching on the Eucharist, or the church's teaching on contraception, or the church's teaching on forgiving your enemies. Whatever it is, I want to understand what God's saying through his church. But what do I do if I'm not there yet? What if I'm one of those who is worshiping and doubting? Well, to me, the answer is clear. Don't settle until you've exhausted every solid Catholic resource to understand it better. And the key there is solid Catholic resource. You know, there's too much at stake to just Google it and then go to bed. Have your Bible and your catechism, and then read Janet Smith or Christopher West or Pope Francis or St. John Paul II, and then pray about it, and then read some more, and then ask some questions, and then read some more. I don't get concerned when someone is still wrestling to understand the truth. I get concerned when someone prematurely settles for something less than the truth. You know, that front pew, it is reserved for you and me. Now, being a front pew, it might have been empty even if I didn't reserve it. But when the apostles gathered around Jesus before he ascended, they weren't perfect believers. We just heard that. But they didn't stay there. They prayed. They studied. They asked questions. Until they realized and were convinced that Jesus would send his Holy Spirit to make the church something worth living for and something worth dying for.